That's every time I say one of those, it's get property as, get property result as integer boolean. And then get property, and then everything in get property value. How do you make an item hidden? How do you make a, how do you change the units? And those are pretty much
what you go over.
What I go over. I very rarely go over drawing or how to draw items on the screen. If they want that, then we do another meeting at a later time once they start, once they've got this part down.
Okay.
Then they'll ask, you know, those questions.
You said get property value.
Get item.
Get property value. Was there one other after that?
There's get property.
Done that.
And then when you, that returns an iProperty object. And then once you have the property, you say property.units equals EA. Property.inputs units equals something else, you know. Or
could you summarize that in a video in 30 minutes?
I already have. I'm working on it.
You have it. Okay, so Tyson's got a video that he's editing for that.
Okay.
So we could put that up on a page. So
questions.
How soon until you can have that?
Next week.
Early next week?
Early next week.
So let's just talk about what it should look like. So in this tree structure, will you close API documentation? Okay, so we have API documentation, scripting documentation. But we also have release notes, feature overview, user guides. Should we have a section that just says developer? And then API and scripting is inside of it.
Yes.
What if we, Dave, could you build that real quick so we could just see it? Just build a new page. Let's just call it developer. You're going to have to scroll up and do that. Or however you do it, I guess.
Right there.
Yeah. Let's create. Isn't it just the create button right there?
Oh. Okay.
Big blue one. Scroll up. Big create button.
Blue.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, close that. Just call it developer documentation.
Yep.
And then hit the little next to the, see the little tree there? Yep, click that. And we want to put it, no, I guess that's where you want it. So I hit cancel. And then inside here in the body, let's just put Brandon's video. And we want a ton of discouraging text in this section.
Pretty much.
Yep, discouraging text.
If you aren't really...
Unless you really want to do this.
Like, don't...
Don't proceed. What do you think?
Use it at your own risk.
Yep. Use it at your own risk. Make sure that's in there.
Caution.
We do not support this.
Disclaimer.
This video was created by a professional. Do not attempt at home.
I think maybe
from this point forward, you are on your own.
Yeah. In big letters. Above. Oh, just control Z.
Control Z.
I hate that.
There you go.
Okay. No crossbows.
The river of the nine.
And then the next page would say, sweet, you've decided to work on your own without any involvement from PlanSwift. If you've made it here, it means that you've decided you're not using, going to call us for anything.
Don't bother us. We know you know what you're doing.
Wow, so you want to use the...
We're obviously being dramatic, Dave, but you get the point. We do kind of want it to sound like that, but as nicely as you can.
Just trying to be funny.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's great.
You made it here on your own. On your own.
Yeah. All right, so let's save that.
Person in this video no longer works here. We don't have anyone that can help you with the API.
Yeah. All right, so let's rearrange, reorder it so that it's, let's reorder the API doc. No, you go up to, you go up there to
hierarchy.
You can't see where you're pointing, unfortunately.
Yes. I see this hierarchy, is that okay?
Yeah, okay. Perfect.
Okay.
And so let's put API documentation inside developer documentation. Yeah. Scripting documentation inside developer, yeah.
Okay.
And what is the reference documentation? Should that, be in
there? That is not API.
Okay. Okay.
What is
regular?
It's just Plan Swift reference stuff that he's been building.
Our latest release.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go into API documentation, just the first click. Okay. Let's read this. The API documentation provides the development information needed to connect Plan Swift to other applications. It includes a description of the internal structure and how to access Plan Swift under the hood. It describes the root properties. How do we feel about that?
It's a lot of writing.
But we got to have something.
No, I don't know. I know we have to have something. I would say it includes this API documentation provides the development information needed to connect Plan Swift to other application. It includes the description and the internal structure of the API, period.
I wouldn't delete all that. You should have it somewhere, probably.
I'm going to copy and paste it.
I just think you leave it. All right, let's just close that name for a minute. Okay. All right, so they get to here, and now they have four options. Item structure overview, going under the hood, connecting to Plan Swift developer documents. Does that encompass everything?
Going under the hood. Let's change the word going under hood to understanding Plan Swift's structure. Because that's really all you're doing.
Yeah, could we just say Plan Swift structure?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Take out understanding, Dave, if you don't mind. Thanks for being the driver today.
Sure.
Do you want to copy that to your next line? Do you need it there too? That's probably okay there, right?
Overview of Plan Swift structure.
Yeah, overview of under the hood.
Because
we didn't put the password in here.
So we've got under the hood suddenly here, but we've not ever described under the hood.
The password's in the video, then we take it out of the video.
I think you leave that, and down here, overview of under the hood is fine.
Yeah, overview of under the hood is fine. You just want to have some images.
Images of what?
Under the hood.
Oh yeah, so
he does.
So hit
go
save,
to the next
Dave.
One, hit save.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got that. Go to the accessing under the hood. It's the next page down.
Yeah. So after they read the overview.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's close that Plan Swift structure tab now. Yeah. All right. So we got those four. Okay. So now the question is scripting. So I move scripting documentation out of API. Dave didn't quite understand why that made sense. So could you help?
Scripting can be internal, external. It can use the API, but the syntax for scripting is completely different, right? It's Plan Swift's internal functions that we've developed that they're utilizing. They're not using the external functions, right? So they're two different call types to do the same thing, basically.
I understand that. The reason I had the script team under where it was is because it was in sync with what Plan Swift has it as. And so if you were to go into Plan Swift and look, there'd be a one-to-one correspondence between the tree in Plan Swift and the tree in the documentation.
I don't see any correlation.
I don't understand.
Go to Plan Swift?
Yeah, show us.
Get there.
Interface.
Interface.
Top box.
here, settings. Let's see, where was that? I can't remember.
Scripting was right there. Down, right there. You were there. Docking, scripting. Yeah. Is that what you're referring to, or?
No, it's that way of getting to the programming screen. How do you get
plugins?
That's it. Okay.
Tools manager.
That's it. Okay.
Build one. What? Just hit new. The plus button.
Yeah. Okay. We'll create a new plugin.
And then just go into.
And then we'll go into scripting here.
Yeah.
And edit. Now here you have COM and you have scripting all right here.
Yeah.
And that's why I put it, because my documentation matches this.
Is COM API documentation?
COM, the PlanSwift COM object model is a PlanSwift API references. Both of those are just references.
So in your doc, can you switch to your doc without closing PlanSwift?
Let's see which this.
Okay, so
I think
is API documentation COM? And scripting.
Pretty much.
So that's why you're saying have them separate, because when you're in there, you see COM.
Yeah. If that's what you want.
Should we say API COM documentation so that it matches the software a little better?
Yeah, or we can say PlanSwift and external API documentation. Scripting, I like this structure of just having API documentation and then scripting documentation.
Because I'm going to say, any developer knows that API is external.
Correct.
Okay.
Right? Like, we don't have to say external. Scripting, though, if it's only used internally, it might be good to say that.
Well, it's not
just internal.
It's not just internal. Okay. It can be both.
Okay, so Dave, do you see kind of now why he's got them as two different hierarchies?
Yeah, okay. I'm fine with that. So do we want to change anything here? Or?
No, I think we're just kind of going through the high level for now. We're not necessarily looking at your docs. We're just looking at the tree.
Okay.
So now we have scripting documentation. Let's click on that first one. On scripting itself.
Let's see.
Okay, so from this point forward, let's not do the back and forward button.
Sorry, yeah, screwed up. Okay, so scripting.
Just click on the words scripting. Up.
Up.
Right there. The top one, yes. All right. So here we have no overview. Do we need more than that?
Yeah, because it's not necessary. That's not even close to what scripting. Scripting can do that, but it's not.
So let's erase it and start over.
Yeah.
So let's give them an understanding of what this is. So this is probably where you're going to want to use the words internal or external if you're using the COM or something like that, right? So if you were sitting in front of a customer, what would you say here?
I would say scripting is the way to access PlanSwift's internal structure and code. In code.
IN instead of AND, yeah.
In a coding environment. To create automations. Or to help automate PlanSwift functionalities.
Brandon, I think you should just riff. Let him write, even if the grammar's bad, and let him clean it
up.
No,
that was half of
me
going through trying to
say it the right way.
Yeah. It also has the capability. To write and automate drawing tasks, as well as complex formula calculations. Done.
Awesome.
All right.
All right, so let's go down to the next tab there, Dave, under scripting user API methods. So notice
there's one more thing we can say. Scripting functionality, PlanSwift's internal scripting functionality is faster than PlanSwift API functionality.
Then plans for what?
API.
How do you mean by faster?
Because it's executed right inside the application instead of having to go through other methods. So it's not going to be much.
Executed faster?
Depends on what they build, but I'm sure some things are not going to be able to tell the difference.
Can I say runs faster?
Executes faster.
Okay. I didn't know it was faster to code or faster to run the code.
But you want to rewrite that so it sounds a lot better than that.
All right, so let's see. So under scripting documentation, you have five different things. So using API methods in scripting interface. Now, why would COM object model be in here?
So using API methods in scripting should not, I mean, a COM object model, we get rid of. Okay, that's what using API methods in scripting is.
Okay, so these are all the methods that existed in Freshdesk probably.
Yeah.
So should this whole section move up to the API documentation?
Well, under API documentation, you should have an API reference, and that's where these would go.
So let's open up your API documentation. Yep. So we have item structure overview, PlanSwift structure, connecting to PlanSwift, developer documents.
What's in developer documents? Okay, so that's just basically, that all is basically structured. So that whole reference should move up into a subtask of API documents.
COM object model.
Be explicit what you're talking about, Brandon.
COM object model.
What can I never find the
view hierarchy?
What are you looking
view
for?
View hierarchy. The hierarchy. Oh. There we go.
Okay, so in the scripting, you're saying move COM object model to where? In open API documentation first, yeah. And then.
Right there, right under API documentation. Below developer
COM object model here.
Yep.
Okay, move
last
it to.
Last one in the list.
Yeah,
nope. Well, below developer.
Just put it right, drop it right, note down.
Yep, drop it right on the words plans of structure. Yep. Now scroll down.
Okay.
Is that what you're saying, Brandon? Or you
no,
want
it? API. Move it up to just go into under API documentation. Great.
Right there.
Put it there for now.
Yep.
Okay. Collapse plan switch structure.
Yeah, sure. Wait, what did you say?
Collapse plan switch structure.
Oh, collapse. Okay.
Collapse connecting to plan swift. Okay, now move COM object model below developer documents.
But in the same hierarchy.
Yeah, in the same. Not inside there.
Put it one.
No.
Oh, right there.
No. Keep going.
So
well, you got to collapse them.
No, right there.
Yeah, right there.
Drop it.
Okay.
There you go. Now, well.
Yep, that's right.
Well,
scripting documentation, it needs to go after script. Oh, let's see.
It dropped it in line with API doc.
Open the API documentation again.
I'll just get it for him. It's fine.
Close that.
Collapse all those arrows, Dave. The ones, anything pointed down, collapse it.
Okay.
Open API.
Collapse PlanSwift structure.
It is collapsed.
No, it's not.
Collapse
it's
connecting
PlanSwift.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's not pointed down.
It's just click it and then click it.
I got it, guys.
Yeah.
I got it.
Thanks, Chuck.
Refresh. Refresh again.
Are you still in edit?
Just go back to
hierarchy.
No, just click on Plants of Knowledge Base over here. Yep. Now scroll down, open developer documentation, API documentation.
Cop object model.
Boom. All
right, so now you want to change cop object model to plants with com reference.
Now,
or API reference.
Well, all of this API reference?
Yeah.
So now you're going to have two pages that are called API reference.
Our com reference. So anytime you go to most of them, they
just
have
remember
a reference location to reference the exact methods and methods themselves.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Which is fine.
I like that, API
that's
com
it.
Reference.
Com
because the software says com.
Yeah.
All caps?
All caps.
Yeah.
Is that okay there?
That looks good.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we have a developer documentation section with a nice overview and a video.
Yep.
We have an API documentation section. We have a scripting documentation section.
Yep.
Inside of those sections now, let's go through and understand what do you absolutely need them to have to get started on their own.
Okay.
So where do we want to start? In API documentation?
In API documentation, let's go into scripture overview.
Scripture overview?
Or structure.
Item overview. Structure overview. Brandon went to church, or he's thinking about going to church this weekend.
I think, where's the page that has Brandon's cell phone number on it? Won't that fix all of this?
Can't scale on it.
Break everything else.
It will fix it, but it won't scale it.
No, that's what we've done in the past. I think it's time to move.
Yeah, I think that worked because I never answered. You're on your own.
Okay, so item structure overview, that's done. Property structure. Does that need to be under item structure overview?
So what, I'm not 100% what property structure overview is, so let's take a look at it.
Dave, you got, stop jumping, yeah, just so we can see for a sec.
Just move it to the text.
Yeah.
Types and types, these are, so I'm just trying to go through this in the sense of property structure.
So start on item structure overview, Dave. Let's just start at the top. Yeah. Okay. So keep scrolling. Scrolling.
Wait, go back up. What's this right here from Mayhem? The pastor, please contact your plans with friend. Okay.
Going. This is just walking in through.
So
it's not going to be perfect out of the gate, Brandon. So let's just start with: do we have enough?
I think that's fine.
Do we have enough?
That's more than enough.
Okay,
there, yeah.
Perfect. All right. So then, now underneath that, he's got property objects. Should it be under item structure? Okay. So click on that one. Just a high level overview of the difference between types and underscore types.
Yeah, and let's get rid of that image. It doesn't really make a lot of sense.
You have a copy of it somewhere?
Likely.
Okay.
I mean, it makes sense. It just doesn't make sense in why it's here.
Okay. I was showing a type and an added type that, not gone.
I was going to ask you to reduce the size of it anyways, but yeah.
Okay, where do I reference that? See, figure one.
Yeah, but
I
see,
mean, if you
see
want
how
to put a figure in there.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Undo, Dave. Control Z, Control Z, Control. Just keep,
keep going.
Control Z, Control Z, Control Z. Okay, now change the size of that to smaller. Right there.
You got it on original.
Click right there. Yep. Perfect. Save.
Save. You want it then?
Let's come back to it. This is where it goes, yes? Underscore types is where this goes. This is the hierarchy where it should be.
Yeah. Okay. But I would rather them show actual images of utilizing a base type
okay.
and then another image of them adding additional properties to that base type to create their own type.
So let's click on these other ones and see what you got. So is he doing that here? Still not. Okay, so Dave, let's make a note that Brandon wants to show your visual representation in your figure. He also wants to show that implemented in PlanSwift of them actually building it. And I think you could do that with an image or a couple images, right?
Two images.
To go along with the conceptual drawing that he has.
Yep.
Is that fair, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay.
And would that go in this section?
It would go in the section above with the bricks.
Okay.
Yep.
So we want to replace the bricks with some other...
Not necessarily.
Diagram.
Not necessarily. You're just saying, here's conceptually what it means. Here's you implementing it.
Okay, yeah. So we want to implement the bricks.
Yep.
Okay. And you can help me do that, right?
Yep. Just with some screenshots, whatever.
Yeah, and my...
That's on your
Aaron,
list to make sure
we can, Aaron can help him too. It's,
we can help him.
Aaron can do it. Even better. Aaron doesn't have anything going on.
No. No, I'll help him. I'll help. Because I know part of the difficulty in doing this is you have to set up a working example.
Okay.
That's not too specific, but that gets the job done, and that's actually a bit of work.
Okay, so let's see what you've got next, Dave, because I have a hard stop. I have a 9:30 I have to be on, so I mean you guys could keep going a little if you had to carry over, but I got a 9:30.
Okay, do we do types?
No, so plants of structure, let's click on that one.
Okay. That we were just in there. So plants of structure needs to be the top item.
Okay, hold on. I'll fix that. Documentation, API documentation, pencil structure.
And then item structure overview goes inside of the plans with structure.
Okay. So let's click on, so refresh, Dave. And just Control R is a refresh. Okay, so now I got plans of structure there.
Yep, and now item structure goes inside plans of structure.
Okay, hold on. And should it be the first thing?
Yeah, because it's the first thing that you access.
What about accessing under the hood?
Well, accessing under the hood. Open up plans with structure, I can tell you.
I got it. Refresh. There you go. So I have accessing under the hood now, and I have item structure overview. See it?
Yep.
Is that what you're saying?
Yep. And then, well, root properties.
Before accessing?
Yep.
Before where?
Before item structure overview.
Okay. Refresh. Control R, Dave. Yeah.
And that works. Scroll down. It's collapse settings.
It is collapsed.
Not plan switch structure settings. Oh,
it's collapsed.
It is collapsed. Open settings hierarchy. Okay, scroll down and let's see the hierarchies.
Yeah. Okay, so put move settings up above item structure then.
Okay, done. Refresh.
F5.
Okay. You're telling him F5, I'm telling him Control R.
I know, that's the same thing.
It's faster to do that than to reach actually, up there
and actually, Control R clears the cache.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fun.
All right, that works.
It's supposed to, anyways. It doesn't always.
And then everywhere you have in here that says scripting, get rid of it.
So make that a note, Dave. So all those in settings tabs. Hierarchy, uh-huh. Every method should not have a scripting tab.
Oh, these yellows. Then should not have
a scripting tab.
Yeah.
What about the Pascal scripting OLE?
No, there's anything two. That says scripting, get rid of it.
So both of these tabs need to go away.
Yes.
Okay. Now, is there code in them?
No, there shouldn't be.
Can you click on that one, Dave? Is there... Okay, so he has the code. So the problem is, delete them, but it may need to go somewhere else.
They go in the scripting reference.
Oh, okay. All right. So
need to move.
So we just split them up. Can you tell just by looking at that, is that correct syntax and everything for scripting?
Yeah, I give it to him.
Okay.
Hey, Mike. You still there?
Mikey.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
No problem. So I'm working on some stuff with Mark.
Okay.
I'm thinking that maybe what we do is we build a API package that customers can buy. And that it would include like a 1 hour discovery call and 6 hours of developer training in three 2-hour sessions.
Okay.
That would include the API documentation access with the disclaimer that that's all they get. And then we come up with some documentation that says this is your responsibility. We will offer you this package to spend time with our people, but our discovery call is going to set the precedence of how many developers or the types of developers you need to put in place to build and support this product, whatever you're building.
Right.
You know, we're gonna set precedence so that they understand that you can't just grab your 13-year-old nephew to build a plugin.
Right.
We set the precedence in that discovery call. If they agree, we will charge them X amount of dollars, give them the API documentation and a high level overview, and then 3 2-hour sessions with Brandon with a really big price tag.
Sessions of training, not sessions of us developing for them.
Exactly.
With Brandon?
With a huge price tag.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
With a huge price tag.
We're talking.
So who's going to do Brandon's other work?
Well, people are going to pay. I mean,
well,
that's the thing is
figures.
People are going to pay a huge price. Ferguson will no problem pay a huge price tag for
Ferguson it. Doesn't need it though.
I know.
Other
now.
People though, like
other
Quarks.
But well into 4 figures is kind of the price tag. We're
I don't know, but
well into it.
Well into it?
Like so. The purchase price of a small car.
I don't know if it needs to be that much, but.
Well, I don't think it needs to be that much.
If it's with Brandon.
Workload though.
Yeah, that's the question. You say it doesn't need to be that much, but how open do you want the door?
Yeah.
That's the price.
I don't want the door open at all.
So it needs to be a high
the
price
tag.
Tag
has
whatever
to be.
Whatever we
the
charge is more than we're charging now.
Well, yeah.
And we're still doing
saying.
It.
I know.
Any plugin that you do, even if it's the simplest thing in the world, you're going to spend 2 weeks on it.
Well, and the other problem is right now we're spending all that money internally trying to decide if we should even get Brandon on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why don't we just put a big price tag and say, yeah, you can have Brandon on the phone. Here's the package you have to buy.
5 G's and up. It's got to be
something.
At least.
I think that as well. I think it's $5,000 to $10,000 at least.
That's what I'm saying.
Or you can go here, read this documentation, and you're on your own.
Yeah.
If it's $10,000, I just put $10,000. Brandon will travel out to you, stay with you for 3 days.
No.
We can't.
No traveling.
You can't travel.
We literally block it out in a day. We block it out on retrospective day or something like that where Brandon does these on Wednesdays in between sprints. Period.
Okay.
period.
What I'm saying is,
and they're always spaced 3 weeks apart or something.
Why don't we, I mean, we do a training.
I totally agree. They're scheduled way out.
Go ahead, Brandon.
We do a training on everything else Plan Swift, right? We bring people in. Why don't we do the...
We're talking about that too.
I'm saying that right there would be easier
We're talking about that too, but thing. For now I got to give Enterprise and Sean something. Yeah. So this would give them something. That's easily... Because right now we don't have enough documentation. But part of that training, Dave sits in on that training. And he gets the documentation better and better and better each time. We record it. It gives you the ability to go back and say, they asked this, we don't have a doc on it.
We do it.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I like that.
Mike, you okay with that?
Yep.
Okay, so now before I run to my meeting, you guys need to go through this with him, help him understand what needs to go into scripting, what needs to stay in API, and then Dave, will you go down, minimize or collapse settings hierarchy real quick, and go down to scripting documentation, open scripting documentation, expand it. Okay, scroll down again and hit, I don't want to see what's in scripting.
Hit the arrow.
The arrow.
Of scripting.
Yeah.
Right here, Dave. Click this little arrow right here.
Scripting. Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Okay. Open up forms. New button. Okay, so somewhere in here you have four tabs. Just like you had in the others, you have a section where you have four tabs, and the only thing that's in them is Delphi, mm-hmm. only code.
Right.
Take me wherever that is.
Oh, okay. So that would be.
Any of those?
I think.
Oh, yes. Okay. Click on Delphi. Okay. If you don't have C Sharp because you're waiting for them, mm-hmm. make Delphi the default tab.
Oh, is the default always the first one, or is there a way of...
Yeah, you can set the default.
Okay.
C Sharp is what you have as default on every one of these, but I would say if you don't have C Sharp as default, you need to switch it to Delphi as default until... And then you need to make a list with Tyson of all the ones that need to be in the backlog so that they can build you C Sharp.
Well, I already sent him a list.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Go through, though, anything that you don't have C Sharp on. In the C Sharp section, put coming soon. Right here.
Coming soon in the C Sharp. Now, do you still want the scripting there too?
If it's in the API documentation, no. We want that moved to scripting.
Okay, so on com stuff, make Delphi the default.
Yep.
Okay. C Sharp state coming soon.
Yep.
Or under development, is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, and then on the Pascal scripting?
Yes. Anything that says, any tabs that say scripting need to be moved to the scripting tab. So the confusion there, Brandon, is let's click on one of those, Dave. Oh, you don't have code in them.
Yeah, there's nothing in them.
Okay, then that's why they just need to be deleted.
So just delete the tabs? And
if there's no code in them.
Yeah, okay, all right. So delete any without code.
Any?
And then...
Any what?
Any of the tabs.
No, because I don't want you to delete the C-sharp ones or the VBA ones.
I mean, it's on scripting.
Like scripting, yes.
Yeah, on the scripting ones. So any scripting ones, it's sub to that. Okay. So delete any scripting ones without code. And,
it's really simple. Delete all scripting without code. Just get rid of all the scripting that's going to be handled.
Delete
this.
Any scripting tabs that don't have code in them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else? And then make it all live.
What?
The whole doc.
I'll make it all live?
Yep.
Okay.
That gives you the ability to make it live because all the C-sharp sections will say coming soon, Delphi will be default.
Okay.
Everything else, so that's all you're waiting on is code.
I mean,
that's the last piece.
And my biggest question for Brandon is this a mile ahead of where we've been traditionally in the past in terms of what we're offering to people to get started?
Yes, because what we were offering to people before was just the code. There wasn't even an understanding of what the hell to do.
Structure, right?
Well, I think he's done a great job of nailing down the structure. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we got to get it out in people's hands to see how they feel.
Yeah, we're going
to
tweak it over time, but it's way. When you go to Freshdesk, there's literally just the code. Like, I can't even find a. Here's how you get started. Here's how you connect for the first time.
So then, my other question. I know we had a discussion about a week ago. Go to planswift.com, Dave, just the web page that has developer. Or what are we doing with that, Chuck? Scroll to the bottom.
I took it off.
Oh,
it's already off.
Okay.
So I took developer documentation link, scroll to the very bottom. It's gone. See that? Mm-hmm. So the code lives out there. I mean, it ultimately points to Freshdesk.
Sure.
It's still in Freshdesk.
Yeah.
Once you feel like this is good, I'll repoint that link to your documentation. But I think we need that video. And so let's just, can we shoot for putting it up Friday next week?
What's my priority between your current stuff and...
This is priority.
You have a deadline to this. Mm-hmm.
So I'll just jump on this.
Yep.
Okay. All right. My thing is just been waiting.
Let's get two keyboards and just do both projects at the same time.
Yeah, get a bigger monitor.
Yeah, you can get a bigger monitor. Do you need a bigger monitor?
Actually, I've been thinking it might be helpful because some of the screen grabs I'm having to grab, there's like two lines I can't fit on. It would be
well. There's a flat screen TV hanging up in the wall in the web dev. Yeah. You could just see if Karen's got a stand for it.
Vertical monitor that would be helpful. Maybe a third vertical monitor so that I can.
I thought you have three
longer documents.
He's got
I only have two.
Just ask Karen. Just
so
get it with Karen.
Yep.
Get him a third vertical monitor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Young Chan.
ASAP. Right. Until.
I'm having to keep a lot of windows open to do this stuff, and it'd be really nice to have three.
Yeah, we could even get. Have you seen how Nate's setup is, where he has two monitors like this?
Below each other.
So I've seen developers with six. They'll have three here and three here.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if your machine will handle that many, but it'll handle three.
I think if we get the right dongle thing.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, we good? I got to go jump on this call. Everybody feels like that's a good game plan. And
we've got to stand up to get it to you.
I'm good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. Mike, you're okay with all that?
Yep.
Awesome.
Thanks, man.
That feels good. Thank you so much.
Great.
See you, buddy.
Thanks.